on the end of the first week, full week of work for most, and we are very pleased about that. Now then, it is a hearty good afternoon as well, and welcome to the Group Managing Director and the Technical Manager from Caesar Water in studio with us today. We do have Sham Misra, who's the Group Managing Director. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
That's all right. It's all good. And Kobus Faree, the Technical Manager. Welcome to Radio Life and Style.
Thank you.
Yeah, all good. So, gents, we are here to talk about Thompson's Bay. Now, perhaps, Kobus, if you could, as the Technical Manager, perhaps you could just start us off by taking us through, from your perspective, what went on with the sewage issue at Thompson's Bay Beach?
So, Kevin, basically we have in our Santorini pump station, we have basically two pumps, electrical pump, which was affected by the electrical issue that was happening. And then we also have a diesel backup unit. The diesel backup unit sits a bit further away from the inlet, and obviously sand accumulated there, and it operated for a while. And then at one stage, we don't know if Thompson's Bay pump station decided to pump and stir the sand a bit, but it sucked up a lot of sand, and obviously then it blocked.
So why is that thing able to suck up sand? I don't understand what part of that. Why is sand a problem there when it is at the beach? So how does that system work?
So if I take you back a couple of years,
yes,
the toilets for the beachgoers at Thompson's used to be under the lifesavers.
Right.
And at that stage, the sand was a problem as well. It used to block towards the gravity to the pump station, and we would have those overflows into the tidal pool. The showers was moved in, which then carried the problem forth, but now it went directly to the pump station.
Right.
And Thompson's is good. Thompson's got electrical pumps. Both of them operate. It's duty standby, so both operate simultaneously. It keeps the sump nice and empty, but it carries it towards Santorini.
Right.
And that's where we had the problem at Santorini, obviously, with the sand.
And Sham, perhaps you can explain. Obviously, there's a lot of confusion. People were saying, oh, it's in Simbiti. It was Simbiti that caused it. But it's not so much that it's a Simbiti station, which is not even in Simbiti. Am I right?
Yeah. Good afternoon, listeners. Yes, Kevin, you're correct. So the issue that we had was that the vicinity of these pump stations are close to each other.
Yep.
And the natural inclination is the biggest pump station, which is the Simbiti pump station, that is operated and owned by Caesar Water via the Ilembe district. You know, it is in the public eye, where these other pump stations are more hidden on the coastline. So the Simbiti Eco Estate, nor the Simbiti pump station, had an issue.
Right.
The issue was that the Santorini overflow of the pump station links into Thompson's Bay. And that's where, you know, it wasn't even the Thompson's Bay pump station that overflowed. It was the Santorini pump station that overflowed. And like Kobus explained, there's a generator that runs the electric pumps at Thompson's Bay, but we have a different system at Santorini, which is a diesel pump. So a sewer system is not designed to cope with sand. You know, it's meant to have raw sewer, wastewater, basically. And when sand gets there, they damage the pumps, they clog up the lines, and then also block the pumps itself. And
sure,
that's the resultant overflow.
Yeah, I mean, the sand is devastates everything on the beach if it gets into anything. What is going to be done about this? I mean, is this, you know, we've got load shedding coming up, all these sort of things are going to happen again. Perhaps, Kobus, you can jump in here. Is there a plan being made so this sort of thing doesn't happen again? It just seems like if we're going to get excess visitors again and a loss of power again, that this could happen again.
Yeah, so we had a meeting with KDM on site. And they said that they would install a sand trap, which was very positive from them. From our side, we're actually busy now. Last night and tonight, the guys are busy removing the sand from Santorini pump station. And then obviously it'll be monitored. But it's a peak issue.
Right.
It doesn't happen through the rest of the year.
As in particularly over holiday season. So yeah. I suppose the timing reveals that. Yeah. And also, Sean, from your side, this seems to have upset all the residents. What do you want to say to the residents about that on behalf of Caesar Water?
Yeah, I think on behalf of Caesar Water, firstly, we apologize for the inconvenience that resulted in the closure of the beach, which is one of the popular beaches in Palito, especially in the last week of the school vacation on the coast.
Yeah.
But it's something that is not because of negligence, is not because of poor maintenance. It's an unfortunate incident. What I can tell you is the guys have worked last night from about 10 till about 4 this morning and removed 2 tons of sand.
I was going to ask just now how much sand is
and,
there.
And there's still more to come out tonight.
Right.
So we're assuming that we probably have another ton or two to come out. So there's 4 tons of sand where we should be just accumulating raw sewer.
Right.
And it also takes up the space, and that's the resulting problem. So our appeal to everyone is, even when you go to the beach and you basically go home, is to dust your feet off rather than get into the shower and let that go into the sand. Because those also contribute to the problem, exacerbates the issue.
But yeah.
The main issue is right at the beachfront is where the blockages occur at Thompson's Bay.
Okay, so I mean, effectively, with all this being done, we shouldn't have to worry about this again. And it may be perhaps this time next year, do we have to worry again? Well, I think with the sand trap, Corbis, it's.
Yeah, if the sand trap's well designed and maintained, you wouldn't have that.
So does that have to be custom built still, obviously, like the sand trap?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so there's a little time before this will all happen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I think the issue's pretty much cleared up. I understand that people were upset and everything like that, but the beach is open, am I right, today?
That's correct.
Okay, cool. And did that sewage, I mean, how much of it went into the ocean? Was there excessive testing, you know, is the pool okay, is the ocean, was the sewage flowing deep into the ocean, up north coast, south coast, which way, what was happening there?
No, it's Santorini and Thompson's Bay are not large pump stations,
yeah,
in terms of the intake of sewer.
Yeah.
So I think any amount of sewer that goes into the water streams and the ecosystem is not good for anyone.
Sure.
And it's not good for us as a private sector company as well. But the issue was that Quadaguza did the tests and not Caesar Water, and they've deemed it fit to be opened, the beaches, in terms of meeting the health standards that's required. So from that perspective, given the short space that, you know, we've reopened the beaches, couldn't have been much effluent. But the overflow did occur during the peak period of usage, of showers, people waking up in the morning, etc.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, so that exacerbated the issue from that perspective.
Well, I think also we know peak usage due to the excess visitors or lots of holiday makers here, shall we say. But I mean, let's be honest, this area is growing. There's a lot of people coming to Ballito as it stands. Is the network, is everything able to cope with the influx of new residents during the year?
Yeah, for sure. So we design based on a master plan, and our master plan is looking at a 20 to 30 year horizon.
Okay.
So when we're building infrastructure, we build for catchments where we take into consideration future growth, and where we can modularize the systems, it's done. So there's no issue in terms of capacity of the system. So if you know the town of Ballito, we average 70,000 residents in total in the service area that we have. Mm. In peak, we have 200,000 people here because of the influx of visitors. So the infrastructure is built for that peak. It's not built for average flow. It's built for a peak flow.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no issue on capacity.
Okay. Well, I think we've cleared that all up. And I think the people have been asking questions, and I think we've got all through all the questions. So, Corbis, you've got some work to do in designing this with the team, working on the sand trap. I know you and your teams will have to get working on that. And we look forward to nice, clean, and fresh beaches all year round. Yep. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. That's Sean Misra and Corbis Faree, Group Managing Director and Technical Manager from Caesar Water, coming in to clear things up for us. Thanks, gents.
Thank you.
All good.
When I say that I'm retired, I mean I'm in my prime.